once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. I'm also the professor of apologetics and religion for Veritas International University out of Southern California. And I'm hoping that you're going to subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show or check out our website, philfernandez.com or instituteofbiblicaldefense.com. And find out more about the things that we're doing. We constantly putting out sermons and lectures and debates that I do on sermonaudio.com/IBD as well. So I hope you look into our program more and sign up for or subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. Now I'm talking about worldviews, and so right now I'm going to be talking about the worldview known as panentheism, often called process deism. Pantheism says, pan for the Greek word for everything, and theos, God. So pantheism, God is everything. Panentheism, it's God in everything. So the universe is kind of God's body. God is the soul of the universe. That's what panentheism is. God has a changing finite pole and an unchanging eternal pole. And so God is both infinite and finite in his basic nature. Now, the problem with panentheism, that is, this changing God, that is a contradiction to say that God is both finite and infinite in his basic nature. Because if your nature is infinite, it could have no limitations. If your basic nature is finite, it has limitations. So God cannot be both infinite and finite in the same way. Now, with the incarnation, we could say that Jesus is infinite, but we could also say Jesus is finite. But it's a contradiction when you say that A equals non-A at the same time in the same way. We're saying that Jesus is both finite and infinite at the same time, but in different ways, in different senses. In other words, Jesus always existed as God, the second person of the Trinity, so he has this infinite nature, but he added, he's hypostatic union. Jesus is one person with two distinct natures forever. At a point in time, he added a finite human nature. So is Jesus finite? Yes, in his human nature. Is he infinite? Yes, in his divine nature. And those two natures don't blend. So Jesus is one person with two distinct natures forever. He's fully God and fully man. That's not a contradiction. But panentheism saying that God in his basic nature at the same time in the same way is somehow both infinite and finite, that is a contradiction. That doesn't work. And so panentheism fails. Thank you and God bless.